This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A vote on Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's 2025 budget proposal has been pushed back to Monday. The city council had been expected to decide today on the plan. It relies on a $68.5 million property tax increase. The council needs to pass a budget by the end of the month. The state of Illinois has received $290 million in federal grant money for a railway improvement project on Chicago's South Side. The 75th Corridor project is alongside two passenger and four freight train lines. It will focus on improving a large rail checkpoint, rebuild track, and replace 14 aging bridges. Governor Pritzker says improving the state's rail infrastructure has been a top priority.
But decades of neglect and underinvestment were putting our status as a rail hub at risk and holding back the growth potential of our economy. So at the state level, we vowed to take immediate action.
A third track will be added to the Norfolk Southern line as well. This funding comes from the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law. The Archdiocese of Chicago held its annual Posada today and prayed outside the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Center downtown. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGigot was there.
Clergy and parishioners commemorated Mary and Joseph's journey to find shelter before the birth of Jesus Christ. They prayed for immigration reform instead of threats of mass deportations. An Ecuadorian migrant who joined says she fears she will be sent back to Ecuador, where she faced violence. She also fears Chicago police will come up to her to tell her, stop. We'll take you away. Chicago has local laws that prohibit police from doing that. But President-elect Donald Trump's new border czar recently threatened to start his deportation plan in Chicago. Adriana Cardona-McGigat, WBEZ News.
The Chicago Review of Books and Story Studio Chicago have announced the winners of this year's Chicago Review of Books Award, the Cherby Awards. My colleague Adora Namigade reports the award honors exemplary works of fiction, poetry, and other types of writing published by authors in the Chicago area. And they're voted on by a committee of Chicago booksellers and staff at the Chicago Review of Books. This year, Lindsay Hunter received the Fiction Award for her novel, Hot Springs Drive. She says this award is especially significant to her because she gained the tools to pursue her writing dreams after moving to Chicago.
I knew I wanted to be a writer, but I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to go from, dreams to a physical book in my hands. And Chicago showed me the way.
The Cherby Awards are in their ninth year. The Chicago Bulls are back in action tonight for the first time in 5 days. The Bulls were eliminated from the knockout round of the NBA's in-season tournament. It's taking place this week, so the team has used the days off to practice. Guard Coby White says the team is zeroing in on bad habits that can't be fixed on the fly.
I think it's a good day whenever you get practice time like this in the NBA because it comes so rarely. So you don't get a lot of time to really work on things you need to work on during the season. You kind of just kind of got to get it on the fly and watch a lot of film. But when you can actually go through it physically, it's nice.
The Bulls are 10-15 on the year, holding 10th place in the Eastern Conference and host Charlotte tonight. Weather, partly sunny. It's a cold day with a high in the upper 20s. And then tonight, cloudy and cold, a low in the mid 20s. And then you'll warm up a little bit throughout the weekend and get plenty of rain. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.